As well as providing support for our struggling female workforce, the introduction of flexible and remote working would reduce carbon emissions caused by the commute to work and would also allow and improve access to work to those who face obstacles in taking up employment, such as people with disabilities, those with long-term health conditions, and those from rural communities. But as well as that, as well as being benefits, there are also risks, and I think they have to be very, very well highlighted as well. There's no doubt that unscrupulous employers would actually use the fact that people are working at home to abuse their workforce and to try, as they would see it, to squeeze more out of them. I've heard stories over the last while of people working from home and their supervisors setting up work meetings at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. That's absolutely crazy. And people need to be aware that while they work from home, they have a right to switch off as well, and that's vitally important. Because I don't believe that all employers will actually recognise that right. So workers will have to stand up for themselves and actually ensure that they avail of that and make sure that they say that the working time, when work is finished, it's finished. And employers can't be abusing people in such a way. And as well as that, people have to be responsible themselves as well, I think, you know, because the temptation would be there to work late or work on or maybe take a couple hours off in the middle of the day and then work on, but you're actually going to leave yourself in more problem. And we should be working to live, not living to work, and that's vitally important, and that has to be recognised by everybody at this stage, by government and everybody. I think that's vitally important. By allowing better access to employment for all, we would have a much better and more inclusive workforce, which is what we should aspire to have. Remote working has allowed many of my constituents in Donegal to take up employment in companies that are based in Dublin or even further afield, which they previously wouldn't have been able to do. It has also given the freedom of many of my constituents to return to Donegal to their families and friends and the place they call home. Remote working has been a relief to my constituency and for many constituencies in the West, I'm sure, who have seen a decline at an incredible rate over the last few decades of population, activity, of services and of businesses. Remote working has breathed life into our towns again, and we have all seen the proof of this during the pandemic. My own town of Killybegs, which has for long been a picture of dereliction and abandonment in the commercial sector, the business companies have been doing well, but the town itself has been declining, has seen a new lease of life with many new entrepreneurial ventures seen throughout the town, which is very welcome. It just shows that the great things people can do when given the opportunity and the flexibility to do it as well. This is why it is important to introduce flexible and remote working to revitalise our rural areas and to give equal opportunity to all. There is no doubt that women mostly are the brunt of having to balance work and family life between pregnancy, maternity leave, childcare, as well as menopause and caring responsibilities. As the 2016 census has shown, that women make up over 6 in 10 carers. These are all women's issues that should be looked at and further addressed. I welcome Minister O'Gorman's announcement of the introduction of a gender pay gap reporting this week. However, much more needs to be done to address the issues I have outlined today. A start in this would be the introduction of flexible and remote work, and so I would again like to voice my support for this motion today and thank the Labour Party for bringing this very important issue to the forefront on this very important week.